second major win for Colin Morikawa, and we have a phone number for Tiger Woods. Tiger always talks to us, always answers the phone the morning after a major, whether he's played in it or not. And so let's call Tiger and see if he watched the British Open. I'm sure he did.
Got to be tough for him. Watch all these majors.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, hi. Please. Oh, hi, Tiger.
Hi, Tiger.
How's it going?
Hi. Well, it's not going so good. I don't know if y'all heard. I ran my SUV into a mountain.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
And yeah, I'm still recovering and stuff.
Yeah, we've talked to you since then. We're aware of your crash. And is your rehab going okay?
I'm laying here in my race car bed watching some Disney Channel just eating ice cream.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I like it because I'm sick, you know, with the leg that has bent seven different bad directions.
Oh, man.
So I get to eat all the ice cream I want. My mommy lets me.
You're not hitting golf shots yet, are you?
No, because I've gained 40 pounds and it's hard for me to swing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah, so the recovery's a little bit slow, but that's okay. I get to eat ice cream.
Yeah, there's ice cream.
I'll tell you, did you guys watch, like, that major that happened recently?
Yes, the Open.
It was on the TV set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they all are.
And I'll tell you, I hate that Colin Cowabunga or whatever his name is.
Morikawa.
Why do you hate him?
Because that little runt, he's like only 5'2 and real skinny and stuff.
Well, that's that should make you like him.
Because people are talking about how he's so young and winning all these majors. He's won like two.
That's pretty good. Only 8 tries.
Yeah, but that's like 13 behind me.
Yeah, true. You've won
not
a lot.
Close.
All right.
And I won my first major at 22.
Mm-hmm.
He won his a lot later at 23.
Well, 1 year.
That's not much difference.
So I'm clearly better than him. Plus, he has no muscles. His arms are so skinny.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said in his post-game, did you see that? In his post-match tournament thingy,
yeah.
He was saying that he had a girlfriend. He was bragging that he had a girlfriend.
I don't think he was bragging. He was just he was thanking her.
Well, I have a girlfriend, too. Her name is Erica Herman.
Yeah, you love her, don't you?
Yeah, I do. She lets me touch her where her lemonade comes out.
All right, Tiger, don't talk like that.
Somebody wants
to hear that.
But I don't want to go near where the fudge is made.
Tiger, please.
Stop.
There was some good news this weekend, though, for me.
What's that?
Phil didn't make the cut.
No.
Yeah, he had a tough start.
Phil's like 60 years old, too.
51.
He shot an 80 on the first day.
Yeah, well.
80, he clearly doesn't care anymore.
Well, I don't know.
He's had a rough time, that's all.
He's so self-destructive. Of course, this is coming from a guy who routinely rams his Genesis SUV into mountains and embankments.
Right, yeah, you know a little bit about that, too.
I know. You know who I wish were still alive to see me give up on my golf dreams?
No idea.
The vodka swilling farting mammoth that got so procreatively horny that he started a land war in Korea so he could sign up for Vietnam to fight the Japanese and China in the mid-80s against Hitler so he could spot an ovulating Thailand Katolda who was sitting in a cafe absentmindedly swiping right on an iPad when he narrowed his laser horny eyes on her and she noticed and took off running so he hopped in a local go-kart and chased her on camelback through a crowded marketplace where she tried to hide from him in a laundry basket inside an exploding truck but he caught wind of her plan so she quickly built a hot air balloon in order to escape him so he hopped on an oversized condor and chased her in the skies firing missiles and love notes at her better until he had to turn sideways to get through the Himalayas and then through the Rockies as she tried to lose him, but he caught up with her outside a farm and a house in San Marcos where he set up a makeshift roller rink so he could casually ask her to couple skate as they played Chicago's Hard For Me To Say I'm Sorry, and he asked her to put the ether rag over her own face playfully, so she enthusiastically consented, so that 9 months later she had to squat behind a breakfast place and let a future full-term 15-time major-winning fetus fall into a pile of rags soaked in bacon grease and linseed oil.
I think you need a history lesson, number one.
He says hi.
Okay. Hang in there, Tiger.
Bye, Mears.
Hope you get better soon.
Did I gather that Tiger was conceived in San Marcos?
I think that's what he said.
Or the Himalayas. That's somewhere in there.
There's fake Tiger.